High School is where the International Princess Pageant will take place. And we have three of the princesses with us this morning. We've got the Polish princess, Kasia.
Mm-hmm.
Last name?
Babix.
And where, what school are you go to?
I go to Amherst High School.
And are you a senior?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. And what was it that made you think, I want to be a part of this international?
Well, my mom did it, my cousin did it, my sister did it, so it's just kind of been passed down along my family. And my grandpa was a part of, like, the committee, so.
So you knew this was coming eventually,
I knew, right? It was coming.
You remember any early recollections of either going to the pageant or seeing that?
I went to the pageant for my sister, and then my grandpa and I used to hold hands and walk in the parade as I was dressed as a Polish princess when I was younger.
And what do you know about your Polish history? What things did you learn maybe for this?
We always celebrate Opłaki on Christmas Eve and sing Stolat to each other, which means may you live 100 years. And that's always just been brought up through me growing up, is just my Polish heritage.
And I see you have is there a vest on that dress? Or what
yeah.
is this?
I have different vests, and this is just a red one. And tomorrow for the pageant, I'll have a black one on that represents, like, the harvesting in Poland and the waters and just the overall island of Poland.
All right. Well, we have the Puerto Rican princess. How many Puerto Rican princesses are there in the pageant this year? Do you know?
There are six right now going on.
All right. How do you kind of make yourself stand out, I guess, a little bit from all of that?
I feel like I stand out because, like, being from not around here, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I feel like we're all good at what we do, but I feel like I know my roots.
And you are, I've heard, your name?
Alexis.
And where are you, you said you were from?
Puerto Rico.
And tell me a little bit about that. When did you come to the United States?
So, my mom, she moved to Lorain when she was 16. And then she went back and she had me, and I moved to Lorain around 5 years old. And
all right. I see you have a beautiful flower in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, part of the traditional dress?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we have, of course, the spotlight, not to put any pressure on you. Spotlight nationality is the Irish nationality. We have the Irish princess, Janelle. Janelle, your last name?
Antis.
And tell me a little bit about why you chose Irish, or what was it that made you, you know, because a lot of people have different nationalities.
Well,
in their heritage.
I'm a Heinz 57.
Oh, okay.
So I have different nationalities to pick from. And my main one was Irish because my aunt died, and her favorite nationality was Irish.
Okay, so this is sort of an honor and tribute to her.
Yes.
Tell me about this outfit that you're wearing.
Well, it's a peasant dress that Irish women in Ireland commonly wear all day, every day.
Okay. And I like your necklace, by the way. Is that part of the outfit, or is that just...
Well, it's not a part of the outfit. The angel represents my aunt.
Okay, so she's always with you then, I guess.
Yeah, and then the ring is what I got from my godmother.
Oh. And what was it that you decided, you know, I want to become a part of this pageant? How did that...
My aunt Barbara Antis and my cousin Brittany Antis was a Lorain International queen in court. So they pass it down to me. So it's like a family tradition.
Okay. What are you looking forward to for Thursday night at the pageant? I mean, there's a lot of...
I wish everyone the best of luck.
Yeah. Do you guys have fun doing that dance? Or is it a group dance?
I think, the Irish
right?
dance, yep.
So something different for that. Well, we appreciate you stopping here. I know that you've kind of got a gauntlet of princesses as they're welcoming people coming into the breakfast this morning. We appreciate your time, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you.